UK Audio Boo. You're back with me now by the harbour in Syracuse. It's not the easiest one in the world to access. I had to wander through a car park. I knew that it was roughly in this direction, and I just was going very, very, very steadily and feeling very carefully with the cane until I got to what felt like the edge, and hey presto, yes, it is the harbour and water, and obviously water and harbour, and various boat people, it would appear. I don't know whether fishermen or just a sightseeing boat things. Somebody's just brought a bucket up. Well, I presume it's a bucket. It sounded like a bucket. Anyway, I'm going to walk along here a little bit. Try and cross the main road. Now being run over. Watch what's happening here. Past some kind of stall there. And then we'll get onto the bridge to begin with. Okay, so this is the bridge. So I'll take a couple of photographs along here. So this should be looking out of the channel that goes along the top of the island towards the open sea, roughly in a northeasterly direction. As you can hear, it's a lovely, peaceful location here. The channel at this point, as we discovered yesterday, seems to have been split into two sides at some point. Whether there's an island in between or whether it was reclaimed land, not sure, but the bridge is, looks like it should be one structure, but also it's been broken in the middle to connect to this bit of reclaimed land. That was the beginning of our walk yesterday, which took us a long way, or at least it seemed that much, all the way up to the Parco Archaeological, which was very interesting. A very good time there, wandering around the Greek theatre, and then the quarries and the ear, and then trying to find Archimedes' tomb, which was kept being signposted down this way for Archimedes' tomb, down all these steps, dozens and dozens and dozens of steep steps, all the way down through this rocky tunnel, up more steps. And then suddenly all the signs peter out and we find, well, Mark thought that maybe it could be Archimedes' tomb, but frankly we didn't have a clue. And then we get to the end and there's some guide saying in Italian something about the fact that it was a burial ground there, and that, you know, it's possible that Archimedes was buried there. So, very useful. It turfed us out onto a road in a completely different place to the original entrance. We couldn't even work out what road it was. It was far busier than the one that the original place was on. There were no proper pavements. So we started off walking down one sort of pavement that was strewn with boulders. Decided that wasn't going to work very well. So we went the other way and had to cross four arms of a junction. And Italian drivers turn right on red. And they do it even if there are two disabled people in the middle of the road. They literally cross straight immediately in front of you, and that's really frightening. not going to beat about the bush on that one. It's frightening. It's horrid. And I can't... I don't understand... You know, I... One tries to travel with an open mind and to accept that different cultures are different, and that's the joy of travelling, is to understand different cultures. But I really don't understand the mentality of, if there's a space on a crossing between the pedestrians and somebody else and we squeeze between it, whatever it does to them, and whatever risk, frankly, that it puts people at. So that was quite unpleasant, really. But then we found a Mercure hotel, which very kindly phoned for a taxi for us and dropped us back down here. And then we did try looking for a restaurant, but one that we were trying to get into was full, and we were very, very tired. It had taken us 3 hours to walk, a mile and a half, up to where... up to the Parque Arqueológico, and... another sort of 3 hours or so walking round it, with a stop for a drink just beforehand. And then more time trying to get out, and by the time we got back to Syracuse, it was to Artigia, it was coming up to nine, and so tired. In the end, we just went back to the room, back to the hotel, and went to bed. So, a bit of a shame, but I think today we're going to try and have a slightly quieter day. Do a little bit of walking, I think. Mark Placidi di Duomo Piazza. Piazza Duomo. And we'll try and find some nice fish restaurants and that sort of thing. We had originally hoped to go to Noto or to Ragusa, but that's not going to happen because we're just tired out. And that would involve getting a train today at 10:30-ish, and it's too much. So, still happy, just needing to watch the stress levels a little bit. Definitely like to find an opportunity at the end of this trip, maybe on our final day, to have a proper rest, as in not really doing anything type rest. But we'll see. That's the milk float. Oh, I know what it is. It's the electric bus that goes up between Artigia and the Parque Arqueológico, which we only discovered when we actually got up there. Oh, well. Live and learn. I'm going to go and try and cross a road, I think. Wish me luck. If you get this message, then I made it, I think. I think I've probably got to go down here first. What you sort of have to do in Italy is just walk, and they... eventually stop if you're very lucky. Seem to have hit rush hour on the side road here. Stop. Maybe he's going to stop. No, he's not going to stop. Let's go for it. Let's go. Thank you. Big step there. Post. The really tricky thing I'm finding is that because my sight is so light dependent, I am thrown constantly from light to dark and back again, and it's really difficult to keep track of where you are and what's happening. It's really distracting. Lemon posts. Okay. That's out to the markety bit there. Can I get across this road? My goodness, it doesn't do much for your heart rate, this stuff. Well, it does a lot for your heart rate, but it doesn't feel very healthy. I don't know if I'm actually crossing on the crossing there, but that doesn't actually seem to make a vast amount of difference in Italy. Right, well, there was a drop curb, so I must have been. Let's go in a bit, see if it's clearer. Okay. Well, now I ended up in the middle of somebody's cafe. That's good, isn't it? It's a tricky business, all of this. now I've gone miles out of my way from where I actually wanted to go, because the pavements don't really follow that right. I'm going. Lovely. Right. I think that puts me back near the temple. So if I go right here, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go along here. And I'm going to cross over and then take a right at the end. And then go back toward the other bridge. And hope that... that then has... it's getting very warm now. It's meant to be about 33 degrees today. And tomorrow, 37. Oh my goody aunt, that's quite warm. Move a bit more quickly now, this is nice. All I need to do is find crossing. There was one, I remember rightly, over this way somewhere. Like about here, it's really difficult to get the angles right on these crossings because crossing can sometimes go from a completely different angle to the pavement. And I mean completely. It can go off slants and... not quite curves, but it seems like it sometimes. Right, I'm going again. And they do drop curbs, but they sort of do them too much almost. So you can't pick them up with a cane at all. Which is also tricky. I have to say, trips to some countries in Europe just consistently leave me wondering what on earth other visually impaired people do. You know, even those like me with a little bit of useful vision, it's so difficult getting about. You know, I do it because I'm determined to do it and to be independent and to not be put off by these things, but I can imagine it all just being too difficult. So I'm just trying to find the right setting on my camera for something. I had a rather neat reminder just now, and you know, a sort of confirmation for other people, I suppose, of how little I actually see when taking some photographs. I thought I would send my sister a picture of where I was at that very moment, and the first ones I sent, the first and second ones were of, respectively, my eye and my forehead. And I just couldn't tell whether I was on front or back camera, and I'm never sure on the iPhone. Actually, will it count as the back or the front? So, it's the front the bit I look at, or the bit that points out the other way, I don't know. Anyway. Oh, and I'm about to be plunged into darkness. There's some shade there, but do I actually want to go down there? I'm not sure I do. I think I want to go the other way. Right, and we're going to do that. And get going. Once you're committed, you just go. Thank you, car. And we have another crossing here. Let's go. Let's go. Here we go. So this is the bridge that we've been driven over a few times in taxis and whatnot. Okay. quite a hump for it. I don't know if it's a lifting bridge or anything like that. Alright. I'm going to pause on this recording. I hope that's given you an insight into the wonderful world of Robert trying to find his way around a foreign city. So, this is Robert checking out. Not quite checking out. Robert leaving you. Whatever. In the join between Syracuse. I just keep saying it, actually. Syracuse. Main town and the Artigia, the island where we've been staying, and have one more night before we move on to Taormina tomorrow. Thank you for listening.